السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The United States at the crossroads of a great division. Translated. الوعي magazine issue number 471, 39th year جماد الأول 1447 AH, corresponding to October 2025 CE. The United States is currently witnessing an unprecedented wave of protests dubbed the quote-unquote No Kings protests in more than 2,000 cities and towns. 7 million demonstrators took to the streets on October 18th, raising simple slogans such as quote-unquote No Dictators and quote-unquote No Tyrants. However, behind the slogans lies a deeper reality, the exposure of domestic fissures that several American research centers have described for years as harbingers of a cold civil war rapidly escalating into open conflict. The current protests are not a passing event, but a new link in a chain of escalating social and political tensions that have persisted for two decades. Political polarization between Republicans and Democrats have reached levels that the Brookings Institution has described in its op-ed, quote, dangerous cracks in the U.S. democracy pillars, end quote, of the 13th of February 2025, as, quote, growing threats to U.S. democracy posed by the new Trump administration, end quote. The disagreements today are no longer about politics, but about the very identity of the nation, who represents, quote-unquote, the real America, what citizenship means, and what values govern the relationship between the state and the individual. Beneath the sharp political divide lie other layers of tension, an unprecedented class gap in U.S. history where the wealthiest 1% of the population owns as much wealth as the remaining 99% combined, according to data from the Pew Research Center and Federal Reserve. This gap, as studies in Brookings, CSIS, and RAND have shown, is no longer merely an economic indicator, but a volatile social force, fueling resentment, nihilism, and loss of trust in institutions. At the level of public trust, studies from Harvard Kennedy School indicate that less than 20% of Americans trust the federal government. With a rise of violent rhetoric in the political and media spheres, the gap between citizens and the state has widened, while social media has become a platform for psychological mobilization, ripe for explosion. Historically, empires do not collapse when they are defeated abroad, but rather they fail to manage their internal contradictions and challenges. The United States today faces a simultaneous erosion of three pillars that once constituted its strength: domestic confidence, economic supremacy, and soft power. The society is torn between a financial elite that monopolizes wealth and a public that believes the quote-unquote American dream has faded. The economy is burdened by a national debt that has reached $37.5 trillion, an increase of $2.5 trillion in just 12 months, while faith in the values that shaped America's very image is waning. From this perspective, it can be argued that what is happening in the streets of the United States is not a protest against a political decision, but rather a popular referendum on the future of the American entity. If this trend toward polarization continues, the country may enter a phase of quote-unquote structural tension that typically precedes societal expulsion or a soft federal spirit. The scenarios may vary between civil war and a dual antagonistic system within a single state. But what is certain is that quote-unquote old America is disintegrating at a faster pace than its official rhetoric suggests. Ultimately, one doesn't need a predictive forecast to realize that the United States, as Preston and Rand studies have warned, is nearing a point of no return in its domestic conflict between an overbearing central authority and a people demanding the restoration of their republic. These protests are merely a first harbinger of a historical transformation that could reshape America and the world along with it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.